Top of the morning to you, laddies, and welcome to another podcast. Today, we would like to talk to you about the one and only French Revolution. A quick note before we start. The topics that we are about to talk about are in no particular order. This is a discussion podcast. Anyways, the French Revolution started when the Third Estate stormed the Bastille.
So, what was the Bastille?
So, the Bastille was basically, it was basically the Third Estate. And they got mad at the First and Second Estate, so they went to this prison castle built in the medieval times where prisoners were stored, but there weren't that many, and they tore the Bastille down brick by brick until there was nothing left. There's actually nothing left of it today.
They don't even know where it is.
Bad. Storming the Bastille, July 14th, 1789. Foreign mercenaries begin arriving in Paris, and King Louis XVI fired some dude named Jacques Necker, who was sympathetic to the common people. The Third Estate responded by storming the medieval fortress named on the Bastille. Can you not do that, please? And it was being used as a prison, but only if the prisoners were actually held there. They gathered weapons and killed the guards there. They gathered, and tore the Bastille brick by brick. They actually still celebrated the day the Bastille came down. This day is called the Bastille Day.
Okay. An important event of the French Revolution was the Tennis Court Oath, which was on June 20th, 1789. And it was when the Third Estate decided that they get pissed at everyone else.
But why is it a tennis court?
I'm getting to that part.
Was it an actual tennis court?
I'll tell you later.
Well, I want to know now.
After they left, the First and Second Estate locked the doors behind them. So they vowed to make a new government. This vow was called the Tennis Court Oath, because supposedly
it was a tennis court.
It was on the tennis court.
Yes.
Not bad.
Jeez. Come on.
Get with the program, man.
We're gonna switch over to our other topic, the Women's March. It happened on October of 1789. And they marched 13 miles, the woman, to Versailles. And, yeah, they went there to demand food for their families and for King Louis to come back to Paris, since he was so far away from the main
city. Man, I couldn't do
city.
That. Fucking 13 miles, that's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
No, it's not. My grandma used to walk all the way to go to school. At least that's how they explained to us.
When they got to Versailles, they were looking for Marie Antoinette. Gosh, dang. And they almost caught her, actually. They got into her room, but she had escaped through a secret passage to the king's room. Her two bodyguards were unlucky. However, they were killed and their heads were severed like a kebab.
Ooh, did they
put on a steak.
No, they did not cook the heads and eat them.
That's nasty. It's cannibalism, bro. You gotta chill out with that stuff.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
A major event
in
the French Revolution was the execution of King Louis XVI, or XVI, however the heck you want to say that. And this led to the Reign of Terror. After Robespierre, one of the
Who's Robespierre?
Don't even. He is the executioner for the new revolutionary government.
Executioner?
Yeah.
He's the executioner.
Chief executioner. You know, dude chopping off heads. You know.
With the axe?
It's like, what? I'm gonna kill
not an dogs. Axe.
Yes, it is.
A guillotine?
Yeah, it's not an axe. Yeah. Sorry.
It's still an axe.
Okay.
My God.
Thousands of people were guillotined, including French people and foreign people alike. A major event during the Reign of Terror was the Battle of the Vendée, which was a section of France which was under counter-revolutionary and revolutionary wars.
So basically the people that still liked King Louis were fighting the people that were...
hated him.
That didn't like him and were revolting.
Even though that he's... what the heck? Even though that he was gone for a long time. Okay, Some closing remarks that we have are some interesting facts about the French Revolution. The guillotine remained in France more than two centuries after the Reign of Terror. This meant that France still considered it a legal form of execution, which is weird.
Thank you. One outcome of the French Revolution, actually, that was good, was that France got the world's first legal zoo. In 1793, a decree from the National Assembly required all privately owned exotic animals to be transferred to the menagerie at the Palace of Versailles, or killed, stuffed, and donated to the scientists of Paris. Thankfully, the animals' lives were spared, and before long, the old menagerie was closed down, and a new zoo opened within the park. Thank you for your time. Please subscribe. Have a good day.
Add me on the snap, iTravis696.